Our guest today, U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.
All right, Don. So taking a look at the grains here to end the week here on this Friday of trading, looks like a lot of green on the board there, except for KC wheat's down 2 cents. What did you see or what drove the grains here on this Friday day of trade?
Yeah, I think when you look at this market to end the week, it, you know, a lot of short covering funds, big shorts in the corn market, pressing that in pretty heavily, pressing the soybeans a bit less here. But I think, you know, the bottom line, we have the all-important acres report, the final acres going to be put out on Monday at 11 o'clock Central Time. We're going to come up also, government's going to put out the stocks in all position on the farm, off the farm, June 1. So I think the combination of those, it's a market-moving report, so just a little bit scramble back to home base ahead of that as the market technically was in contract lows on the corn and some short covering down at some levels that producer not interesting selling. And then, you know, some of these EU weather forecasts came out for the month of July, hot and dry. So you never know. I think I'll just a little bit get me back to home here for Monday's report and weather.
Okay, great. And on the cattle side, live and feeder cattle's both $3 to $4 higher. Lean hogs, a bit more modest gains. What'd you see there?
Yeah, I think when you look at the cattle, June cattle go off the board on Monday, so last trading day on June. I think really what we've had is a convergence. The cash market has been lofty, historical wide cash over futures, and I think what we saw with June going off the board, a convergence. So consequently, June rallied sharply. August also that huge discount rallying to go up. And, you know, we had the beef here came out sitting here at, you know, some record high levels still pushing up. But, you know, the guess is that, you know, probably topped out on cash cattle down another $4 to $8 this week. You know, like we said, basis converging. But then the beef market looks like as we go into the 4th of July, you know, next week we should see the beef also, box beef stall out up in here. So we'll see if those come to fruition. It's been a market that's been led by the cash. When you flip over to the hog market, we had that hog and pig report on yesterday. We only get four of those a year. It was basically neutral, maybe a little bit negative, but cash remains fairly strong. And, you know, the market respected it early, but bounced back a little bit. But the report really said disease problems didn't show up in this report like the chatter was, and the efficiency is still up.
All right. Appreciate the info, Don. Thanks a lot. And enjoy your trip up north.
Yeah, cold. We'll enjoy the cold. And tell Randy his last day is Monday and tell him enjoyed working with him and tell him not to be a stranger.
Absolutely. Will do, Don. Thanks again for doing this.
Thank
and
you.
Have a great weekend.
You bet.
Take care. Bye. That was U.S. Commodities President Don Rose. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.